Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the sugya of Kol Milsa Damar Rachmana Lo Saved Imahani Lo Mahani. This is the third shiur. In the previous shiurim, we presented a number of questions, discussions with the sugya, and now we are continuing based on the Sefer Beis Matisyo Simin Vav. So in the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava, that Abaye holds that if the Torah tells you not to do something, you did it. It's not effective. It is effective, Mahani. And Rava says that it's not effective, Lo Mahani. The Achronim writes, the Brisker Rav, the Chazanish, and others, that they're not arguing Linyan Malkus. They're arguing about the gather of the Isser. What's the definition of the Isser? Abaye holds, Kol Milsa Damar Rachmana Lo Saved. Hainu dafka ba'oifen the Yavid Mahani. When the Torah says not to do something, it's only considered that you did it if it was effective, your actions were effective. But if lohu ilu ma'isav, your actions weren't effective, you're not over on any yisr. And Rava holds no, that even when you did not make any chalos din Mikoach Iser. Nevertheless, it's still considered Shabar Mimrachar El Rachmanim. And this klal is equal in all these surim, whether there are Malkos or not Malkos. But according to Rava, the very fact that you did an Aveira, that's enough, even if it wasn't effective at all. Rava holds that you only did the Abaye holds that it's only effective. It's only considered an Aveira if you were over on something. It was effective. Only if Mahani. So why did Abaye mention Malkus? The Chazanish and Bechoros Chav Beis writes as follows: V'hodom Rabbi Diloy Mahani Yamai Loki Ena Kavanah Donish Malkus Kashile Abal Avera Nichale Yem Yesh Kan Avera Shapir Loki El Ritzono Lomar Ma Avera Yesh Kan Kevin the Shosh Avera Chalois Men Chalois Ein Avera V'Skir Malkus Lefor B'Lashin Chochma Lair Asfar B'Leib Shemispal Bo'inish Chinam Tvei V'Tzarech Loimar Delav Dafka Hu. Ooh, that's not verta from the Chazanish. What he means is that Abaye was not miyaseid his das. He didn't found his opinion on the raya from Malkus. The fact that he gets Malkus, it must be that Mahani. No. Yisod advarim is b'svara, and all his surim are included in this, whether it's Malkus or not Malkus. Why did he mention Malkus? To sharpen his words. Like, think about it. The guy's going to get Malkus. A person's misspelled from that. The guy's going to get Malkus and it was Lo Mahani. So it must be that Mahani. It must be that it is effective. And what really brings that point home is that otherwise how do you give a guy Malkus? But the Malkus isn't the point, is whether it's Malkus or not. So now, for Enfert the Kasha, we asked in the first year, how does Abaye Taka know that Lokin and these Lavin? Maybe ain't Lokin. Maybe since there's a tzad to say Lo Mahani, maybe no Lo Lokin. And the answer is that Abaye wasn't Mechadesh, that there is Malkus. He's explaining the Malkus. And those Isurim that we find in Isser Malkus. And he holds that the reason you get Malkus for an Isser like Tmura is because of Hanule Maisav. Otherwise, he wouldn't get Malkus and he wouldn't be over an Isser. On the other hand, not that we find that Onus Shagiresh, Machzir, Ve'en Oloka. He holds that the reason is because what he did is not effective. His divorce is ineffective. So from here, Abaye brings a klal, shekol esurei Torah, are only in a case where you did it and it was effective. And only mikoch ze, yishmokum l'malkus b'isurim shelokum aleim. V'lavor b'sur Torah, filu b'isurim shein lokum aleim. See, Abai wasn't coming to say that you're automatically getting Malchus. He was saying that if there is Malchus, then the reason there's Malchus is because Mahani. And if there's no Malchus, it's because Lo Mahani. It's not necessarily Malchus. If we find Malchus, it's because Mahani. But you saw Divrei Abaye is that when you're over an Avera, only if it's Mahani, then there's an Avera. Otherwise, there's no Avera. Whether it's Malchus or not Malchus, whether it's an Issa that normally involves Malchus, doesn't normally involve Malchus, Rava argues. The argument is not when you're getting Malchus, when you're not getting Malchus. He holds that all these Issurim are not Talui and Tuelis Maisav or not. In order to be over on an Issur Torah, whether it's Malchus or not Malchus, we don't require that his action should be effective. In every case, he's considered over our Mimrat Rachmana. Ulagufam Sheldvarim. Yeshlodim. What's the Yisod Machlokas of Abayin Ravi Mahani Maida Ovid Allah? What's the Yisod of their Machlokas if what he did was effective or not? Yechronim talk about this a lot. And Tamsis Devrayim, Shenechelku B'Koach, Megeder Koach Isurei Torah. How powerful are Isurei Torah? Doesn't Isur Torah have the tokef, have the power to uproot a chalos that was done by Isur, to be mafkia, to undo, unravel the din? Or maybe no, the Isur doesn't uproot the chalos. What he did was done. And it exists despite the fact that there's an Isser. If you hold Iyabin Mahani like Abaye, the Isser doesn't occur the Chalos, doesn't up with the Chalos. Rabbi holds the Isser has the talk of tap with the Chalos, Lo Mahani. Zok the Chazun Ish there. Abaye holds that that's the midah whenever it's mekubal b'yadeinu that the Torah warned us not to do something. Stama, it's effective. Because to say that this is an Aveira, if it's not effective, is a Chiddush. And the Torah otherwise would tell us explicitly that Lo Mahani. But otherwise, Stama Mahani. And Rabbi holds no. Stama Lo Mahani, because it's Ratzon HaTorah that this shouldn't occur. Until the Pasuk tells you that it is Mahani, that it is effective. So Abaye says that if you do it, it's effective. Because if you say it's not effective, why is he getting Malchus? And it was Ma'averi Yeshkan. There's no Avera. Since the Avera is Chalos, there's no Chalos, no Avera. Rabbi says no. Torah asserted, you're causing the bitul chalos mitzvah of Torah. That you do something, that the Torah is going to be mevatel the chalos. You're not allowed to do that either. So in the end, the chalos is mizbatel. But you're not allowed to do this maisa. However, these words need a lot of biur. Because included in the dugmaos that are brought in our sugya, we find the two gedarim b'mida daima. In other words, there are those asurim that ledivrei hakol yavid lo mahani, that if you do them, they're not effective. V'yesh mehem sheledivrei hakol yavid mahani, that they are effective. So if Rava holds that midas haTorah is to give power in iser ad kedei akiras hachalos shenasa al yado, that the Torah uproots the chalos, so why are the Isurim that are Yotzim and Akal different, like Trumim and Arah Le'yofa? But there we say, Mahani. Why is that different? Tzmura, V'chadoyme. Shadafka Bahem, the Torah decided to leave the chalos, despite the Yisr, not to uproot the chalos. On the other hand, if in fact Abai holds the Midas HaTorah is that Stama Mahani, because if that Shtark is Svara, Disakadatech Loi Mahani, am I lucky? Since the whole Shorash Isser is the Chalos, so why do we have these Yotzim and Aklal? We're going to Torah Mimin Al Shein Omino, or Pidyon Bechor, that even though it's Lo Ahani, what he did, nevertheless, he's over. So how do you explain the exceptions according to each opinion? So, B'siyata d'shmaya b'tzos Hashem darkeinu, in the next shir, we are going to try to establish the svaras hamachlokas between Abai and Rava, and the Siyam Mirtz Hashem, neflos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.